It looks like Italy will have a new government tomorrow. That's when Prime Minister designate Mario Monti is due to announce his cabinet. But it may take longer for the gloomy mood in Europe to lift. Yesterday, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that the euro debt crisis has brought Europe to its darkest days since World War II. And some countries once eager to join the eurozone are now dragging their feet. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Romania.
Last week, Romanian President Traian Băsescu was in Germany, where he reiterated his country's intention to join the eurozone in 2015. Romanian economist Radu Crețan says German politicians snickered.
I think that the context has changed to such an extent that such a plan can be considered to be a little bit naive. Although years ago it might have seemed to be a bold objective, Now we see more and more potential members and existing members with a very low appetite for an extension of the eurozone.
That's because the currency is in crisis. Indebted eurozone countries are struggling to escape from a toxic spiral involving low growth, higher borrowing costs, and soaring debt. For many, Greece is already a lost cause. But now Italy, Europe's third largest economy, appears in danger too. So reluctance by Euro members to expand the club grows. Ordinary Romanians, who once saw adopting the currency as a guarantee of stability, have suddenly fallen back in love with their own currency, the lei. At a small hotel in Bucharest called the Hemingway Residence, manager Daniela Gerviciano takes in lots of travelers who pay in euros. She says dealing with exchange rates is a pain, but one that's worth it for now.
I'm sure it's more better to stay in lei now, because our bank, the National Bank, should want to pass it to the euro in 2050. The stability from euro is not very good. What has happened with the Greece, with Italy, with the Spain?
That cautious tone is everywhere in Romania these days. This after years of belt-tightening sacrifice. Public sector jobs have been cut, wages slashed, trying to get the country's books in order for euro entry. But even if the euro plans are put on hold, Leonard Urban says Romania's structural reforms have been worth it and should continue. Urban is Romania's Minister for European Affairs.
We are taking these measures, firstly, because we need these measures, because these measures are extremely useful for the future of the Romanian economy. And then if we will be able to adopt euro, if euro survives, then this will be an additional benefit. But the main benefits will be for the development of Romania.
Most agree it already has. Romania's deficit this year is just over 3%. Next year, it is projected to come in under 2%, well within eurozone limits. This, in turn, seems to be boosting confidence in the lei currency to unprecedented levels. Lucian Quareturu is a senior official in Romania's central bank. The bank has been one of the staunchest advocates of euro accession. Now, Quareturu says it's Romania's turn to wait for the eurozone to get its act together.
It has to have the fiscal policy on its side, which is not the case right now. We don't intend to give currency, which we think is good, for a potentially weak currency. So from this perspective, we support any measure which increased fiscal policy coordination. And of course, the ultimate goal is to have a single fiscal policy.
In other words, Romania firmly backs what German Chancellor Angela Merkel is now pushing for, fiscal union. That is, Europe-wide rules regulating how individual states tax and spend. Such policies will take years to implement, and the euro needs rescuing now. Despite the dilemma, some Romanians still insist the euro is the way to go, and as soon as possible. Anton Sergio is a 26-year-old mailman here in Bucharest. He says, I think we should join the eurozone by 2015. It makes economic sense so that we can all do business in the same currency. Asked whether the euro crisis makes him jittery, he says, I think the eurozone will survive. But if it doesn't, the entire European Union will disintegrate anyway. So it's all for one and one for all. The same message Chancellor Merkel is growing hoarse from shouting. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Bucharest, Romania.